Lord, in spirit and in truth. As always, before we get started, I have several announcements. I just want to thank everyone who made homecoming such an outstanding event last week. Bev Weldy and a lot of people put in a lot of effort that really made a major and wonderful event. So we rejoice in God for that. All adults are invited to attend our Bible study that meets every Sunday at 6 o'clock, including tonight here in the sanctuary. And our newest topic that we're studying is titled Thrive Living on Purpose. We're collecting non-perishable food items for Nourish Up through this morning, September 29th. And that brings us to something that's happening immediately following worship today. Immediately following worship today in the newly rehabilitated fellowship hall, we have cereal box dominoes. And so we're inviting everyone to come immediately following over. The kids have set up a dominoes pattern to knock the boxes over as we prepare to give an amazing amount of food to Nourish Up. So after service, join us for that. Cook's Garage Sale will be next Saturday, October 5th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Fellowship Halls. Please spread the word to your friends and neighbors. If you are cleaning out and find some items to donate, they can be brought to Rowan Hall this Tuesday from 9 to 11, or Thursday no later than 2. Thank you for all your donations, and be sure to stop by on next Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. to shop. World Communion Sunday is next Sunday, so be here for that. The beautiful flowers in our sanctuary today are to say happy birthday to Jack Parker. Love you both, Jeannie McClure. Jack and Parker, sorry. I'm having trouble reading today. The beautiful flowers in our sanctuary today are to say happy birthday, Jack and Parker. Love you both, Jeannie McClure. That's a little better. Those are the announcements that I have. Now, we have a mission focus today that we're looking forward to. Is there anything that we need to hear for before we get to that? Yeah, Dale.
We need to put special prayers out for the folks below on Harwood Lane, the whole Riverside community is basically washed out.
Oh, my gosh.
We have two-story homes down there. Don't think it's going to
be. Are you serious? Right.
We've lost complete communities. Chimney Rock is gone. Can't think of the name of the lake of mine.
Lake Lord
is gone. Food is poor here in Boone, checking on their property. And then a third or better of Boone is gone.
Oh, my gosh. Right. We've got some, Denise has got something where she sent a link to where we can also start contributing. We're going to let that be known through the church communications apparatus tomorrow or Tuesday so that there will be ample opportunity. Yes, thank you. We've got lots of prayers for lots of people. Is anybody in our facility still without power? Not me. You are dismissed. Oh, goodness, Jim, I'm sorry to hear that. We'll pray for you. Coolwood is mostly out. Okay. All right. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah. Oh. Anybody else? Yeah. Okay. So no lunches at the sports page. Oh, my goodness. That's no good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm here to update you on our fundraiser for Caggiato. We've had a little bit of a setback. We can't get the power for a dryer to the children's home. So we're sort of refocusing that fundraiser to help with other projects on site. You know, and it's as we deal with all of these power and water issues, you know, it makes me think about the villages that these kids are from and they return to on school breaks because they have no electricity or running water either. And so it really kind of hits home when we experience things like this ourselves. So there are many ways that we do witness God's hand at work, though, and we're going to start off by starting a really short video, and then I'll have just a minute to finish up.
Kajiado Children's Home is a home for different categories of children, all in need of care and protection. We have children who have been orphaned and have no adult care. We have children who have been abused, children with parents in prison. We also have emergency rescues, girls rescued from early marriages and FGM. We provide for their basic needs like food. We provide medical care. We provide love. You see, some of them have never been loved. So we do our best to be parents to these children. We've just completed building a primary school, one of its kind, through the generous support of donors through Hope for Kajiado, which is a charity organization registered in the U.S. With this primary school now, children will not have to walk long distance to school. They will not have to cross the dangerous, busy highway. Through the school, we shall be able to provide quality education, something that was lacking. We integrate technology in all our learning, as we have a fully functional computer lab. We have a library, and we do our best to encourage a culture of reading. So every morning, children go to the library. This will boost their communication and boost also their English. We have different clubs in the school, which will also boost their confidence. We've started film classes. We are looking forward to start journalism clubs. We've started different sporting activities like cycling. So we are grateful to all who have been supporting our children at Kajiado Children's Home. And with the continued support, we shall be able to carry on this great mission for generations to come.
So the providing for the needs of these children allow us to witness the change that it makes in their spiritual growth as well as their physical growth. There are many other needs. We need to buy textbooks and solar lamps for 25 high school students so that they can study at night. When they go to their village during school breaks, they have to tend cattle and carry wood and carry water to their village. So nighttime is the only time they have to study. And so they have no electricity in their village, and so we want to buy them solar lights so that they can study at night. We'll soon be taking applications for our 10-day mission trips. We took two groups of 10 people this past year. We're anticipating doing that again this year. Currently, our time frames are departing on May 29th and returning to the U.S. on June 7th. And the second team will depart on June 6th and return to the U.S. on June 14th. If we can confirm the team participation by the end of December, we can take advantage of some lower flight costs. So if you have an interest in joining us this year, I have some mission trip applications. We're looking for child sponsors. We have 12 kids between the ages of kindergarten and first grade, 8 students in junior high school, 8 students in high school, if you want something for a shorter term, and then 6 of our students in high school will be graduating this December and will be attending vocational training or starting college courses. We appreciate your support. It is truly making a difference in their life. And I'll be available after the service if you have any questions. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, for his grace is from everlasting to everlasting.
His mercy is new every morning, and his love endures forever.
The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, but lavish us with his grace.
Let us sing of his unfailing love and proclaim his grace to all generations.
For the Lord is our rock and our salvation, and his grace never fails. Let us pray. Generous and almighty God, we gather today hearts full of awe and wonder at your amazing grace. It's your grace that's called us from darkness into the light, that has taken our brokenness and made us yet again whole. We stand here not because of anything we've done, but because of the unfailing love you have poured out on us through Jesus Christ. As we enter into worship, let your grace fill this place, breaking chains, healing wounds, and renewing our spirits. Stir within us a fresh awareness of your love that we may worship you with joy, gratitude, and full and total surrender of ourselves and our pride. Let every song, every prayer, and every word proclaim the power of your grace that saves, restores, redeems, changes, and makes us whole. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I invite you now to rise, those of you who are able, to sing our first hymn. John reminds us that if we say that we have no sin, that we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But it goes on to confirm the great good news that if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will cleanse us of any and all unrighteousness and make our hearts clean yet again. So with humility and in faith, let's come before the Lord confessing our sin using the words of this morning's prayer of confession. Join me as we pray. Merciful God, we come before you confessing that we have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have clung to pride, neglected the needs of others, and trusted in our own strength instead of your grace. Forgive us for the ways we have turned from you in thought, word, and deed. Lead us, Lord, in the way of grace, that we may walk in the light and reflect your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Friends, I declare to you this wonderful truth. By the waters of our baptism, we've been relieved of the bondage of sin, initiated into a new covenant, and brought into new life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven forever and ever. Amen. Thank you. us continue in song now, affirming what we believe. Please be seated. And I'd like to invite the Cameron family to join me up front. Elizabeth, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Through baptism, we enter the covenant that God has established. Within this covenant, God gives us new life, guards us from evil, and nurtures us in love. In embracing that covenant, we choose whom we will serve by turning from evil and returning to Jesus Christ our Lord. We come with the belief that this is a visible sign of an invisible grace, that as we touch and put the water on your head today, Elizabeth, we're only announcing to the world the truth that has been known from the beginning, the foundations of the very earth, that you are a child of God, beloved by Jesus Christ, and have a place in his eternal kingdom. And we rejoice in that. And so let us pray over the water. Gracious God, we give you thanks for you nourish and sustain all living things by the gift of water. In the beginning of time, your spirit moved over the watery chaos, calling forth order and life. In the time of Noah, you destroyed evil by the waters of the flood, giving righteousness a new beginning. You led Israel out of slavery through the waters of the sea into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of Jordan, Jesus was baptized by John and anointed with your spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, Christ set us free from sin and death and opened the way to eternal life. We thank you, God, for the water of baptism, for in it we are buried with Christ in his death. From it we are raised to share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, send forth your Spirit to move over this water, that it may be a fountain of deliverance and rebirth. Wash away the sin of all who are cleansed by it. Raise them to new life and graft them into the body of Christ. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon them that they may have power to do your will and continue forever in the risen life of Christ. To you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, be all praise, honor, and glory now and forever. Amen. Elizabeth Lynn Cameron, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth Lynn Cameron, you are now claimed by an almighty God forever your love, your life, your hope, and your dreams are all merged with His now, Father God. We rejoice in this calling and in this baptism. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We rejoice. Now, if you'll join us with the confirmands, if I could invite the confirmands to come and join me now on the front row. Thank you. Yeah, let's just have a seat. Okay. Oh, no. All right, here they come. Let me get to the page. Okay, John.
The following: Ben Bryant, Lillian Bryant, Allison Cameron, Elizabeth Cameron, Ethan Knowles, Silas Knowles, and Aiden Weldon are presented by the session for the reaffirming of the baptismal covenant into which they were baptized. They now desire to profess publicly their faith and to assume greater responsibility in the life of the church and God's mission in the world.
We rejoice that you now desire to declare your faith and to share with us in our common ministry. In baptism, you were joined to Christ and made members of His church. In the community of the people of God, you have learned of God's purpose for you and for all creation. You have been nurtured at the table of our Lord and called to witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear these words of Holy Scripture from Ephesians. You are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ Himself as the cornerstone. In Him, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. Now, as you publicly declare your faith, I ask you to reject sin and to profess your faith in Jesus Christ and confess the faith of the church, the faith into which you were baptized. At this point, we'd like to have all but Ben sit down, and Ben will go and read his statement of faith, and the kids will go forward in that order. If you'll sit. Go up to the pulpit and introduce yourself. This is the order you'll go next.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning. You'll go after
her. I believe in God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He is with us throughout life, no matter what. I will be a faithful Christian, and I will help others as Jesus has helped us. Thank y'all.
I believe in God, Father, Jesus, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus, to me, is a teacher, a friend, and someone to confide in whenever you need it. Thank you. I believe.
To me, Jesus is our Savior, and Jesus died so we could live and be forgiven. And we can trust Him and believe that we have all been saved. Thank you.
Hey, I believe in Jesus. Jesus, pretty great. He saved us from our sin. I'll stay loyal to the Lord. The Bible is a good book. 10 out of 10 recommend. Holy Spirit, also pretty good. Did a lot for us. Thank you.
I say God was like a sleeping bag. When I'm camping, He keeps us warm and from the cold. It's like He's trying to keep us from the bad and protect us from the evil in the world. But sometimes our sleeping bag breaks, and some cold leaks in, and some evil leaks into our lives. But when we turn and fix to God, He'll... He keeps us warm again, and he keeps us safe. And knowing that we have him, he has us in our palms under his hands, we'll be safe.
Good morning. My religion is how people knew that Jesus was the Son of God and that he is a miracle, because if he didn't come to us and tell us to believe, where will we be today? Remember that God is our Savior and that he came into our life for a reason. If he didn't, we wouldn't be all here today.
I believe that Jesus is to me the human form of God and, well, the Son of God, who is basically himself God, who has given his life for our sins, and he is the Savior of us, who... I know this because of the Holy Spirit, and to me, God is like a father.
I can't imagine how difficult that must have been for those kids. Can you? I want to just, kids, if you'll come forward now. Shouldn't call you kids anymore. You're now going to be members of the church. Right? If you'll just line up here and I'll face me. Well, guys, I just want to take a moment to thank you. To thank you for your time and for your dedication. I know those 10 extra sessions. Can you imagine telling your parents they had to go to church 10 extra times? Right? How excited they'd be about that. But you guys did it, and you did it really well. You learned so much. My heart just swelled with your statements of faith and the varieties of the ways that you've upheld and lifted high the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us have a prayer for y'all. Gracious and eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we just rejoice and thank you for the faithfulness of these young men and women as they have stepped forward and professed their faith. They are now members of Christ's church fully and truly. And we call upon them to serve you fully with their lives and with their faith. Gracious God, when times are difficult, remind these children of this day, the day that they profess their faith in Jesus Christ, you're our friend and our protector, so that when difficult times come, they may remember always the love that surrounds them today and surrounds them in all eternity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hang on. I'd like to invite and have a moment of passing of the peace where we greet and welcome in the newest members of our church. So come forward and say hello to the kids. Lily. Congratulations.
I'm proud of you.
You did good. Really proud of you. That's great.
I had an entire thing prepared, and then he just made it so short. You did great.
All of y'all.
I didn't really do this one. I didn't give really good instructions on this.
Genuine question, that made me want to shoot myself.
Why?
Did you like mine?
Yeah, it was great. Everybody
I know.
Was great.
Really?
Ow.
Don't be shy.
I'm giving you a hug. No, I don't like hugs.
All right.
it's okay. So what she's comfortable with.
Yeah. All right.
What's up?
What's up? Hey, how are you? How did everything go Tuesday?
Good. Good.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeff today.
Okay.
He could not walk.
Okay.
He
just couldn't get out of bed.
Well, he got out, but then he had to get back in.
Gotcha.
His legs are just buckling.
Okay.
But it went well.
Good.
She liked to get pictures.
Take a picture real quick before they all disperse.
All right, we'll try to get them.
I took some from the balcony.
Can we get them after the church service?
I think we can get them, yeah.
I think we're all going over there.
I just thought if they went up here to church with the sign.
Oh, okay.
That would probably be better. Reception of new members is what I was saying.
Can we switch it to that after the service and get them?
They'll stay. You think it'll be harder after?
We'll try real quick.
I know you're a proud dad.
Yeah,
I know you are.
Yeah, what a great day.
Where did Lily get to?
I think she's hiding. She's trying to be antisocial.
I'm so proud of you. You're so good. You have a really good speaker.
Yeah, you know, I think like,
yeah. She really is. She's an action.
So confident.
She does it.
I know.
She's.
I know. Some people struggle with that, so that's okay.
If you play a woodwind instrument, you can give any kind of.
What's up?
Exactly. That's all right. I just thought we'd get a picture.
Right.
What? Like, go up there and wrap it up.
We will in a minute. Yeah.
No, like, wrap it up quickly. Preferably.
You did a good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, you can just go to the restroom.
Yeah, but Clayton, I was going to sit over there. He's like, no, get up.
People are trying to be nice to you, and I know it's overwhelming, so why don't you just disappear?
Yeah, that's what I tried to do.
Then do.
But then Clayton.
Then go somewhere other than Clayton. She's, yeah, girls.
Lily, am I right?
How is your house?
Our house is great.
All right.
If I flood, we all paddle.
Gotcha.
Got a good guy there.
Yeah,
good
he's speaker. Good. He did a good job.
Congratulations.
Where did Lily go? I didn't see her.
She's disappeared.
Okay, I'll
she's being asocial. Thank you.
If you want to see her, go to my mother's car.
To see
she'll
yeah,
be trying to get
keep
there.
Her working with Lily since
oh, yeah, no worries. That didn't.
No, we had to stay at
the back. Oh, don't be. Don't be. We'll talk on Monday.
Okay. Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm swimming upstream.
Hey, good to see
you. Yeah, he's my father.
Good job. Yeah.
Thank you.
Seven.
So.
Yes, he is your father. You are.
Yeah, I think so. I hope this was an improv that people like. I wanted the kids to get mad.
I know you're a brown.
Yeah, really.
And pastor.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You lived through it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think he's my dad for me.
Denise?
No,
Denise, you want to try to get a picture of him? All right, guys, if I could get the confirmants. Yeah, I'm going to get a picture. Lily, we'll just have to do it without Lily. She had to go to the restroom. Aiden, Silas, Nathan. Let me get a picture, and when we got kids time. Just Lily's gone to the restroom. Let's just get it, though. Yeah. Okay. Kids, it's kids time if you're, yeah. All right, we return to worship, and now we have our moment with kids, so we'd like to invite the kids forward to come for a time that's just for them.
Good morning. This is so exciting. I love Lily's 10 out of 10 because I'm going to read the Bible in just a second. So that's pretty cool. And so later, Jason's going to read a scripture. It's Ephesians 2. I think he's doing 1 through 10. But I like number 10, first part of it anyway. It says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." And so that means we are created with a purpose. Hang on. Gotta get that down there. So we're for purpose. That means every one of us is important. We have meaning. And we have got God's work to do. That's a big task. And so it made me think of this old t-shirt I have. I got it at... I got it at this state Baptist Women's Convention. Well, not Baptist, but they let me come anyway. And it says missions on the front. But I like the back. Can you guys read that? It says, not just a project, it's a way of life. And so we collected cereal boxes, and that was a project. But the good thing, or the problem, is we've got to do stuff like that every day. We've got, according to my shirt and the Bible, where's Lily with her 10 out of 10? I do like that. That means that we have to help others. And so we have to do good works every day. So you guys remember that when you wake up, what do you say? What is my purpose and what good stuff am I going to do today? Okay? All right, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for all of our blessings.
Thank you for all our blessings.
And for making us with a purpose. Help us to remember to live out our purpose every day. Amen.
come now into a time of reading and proclaiming God's word, and we do so, as always, beginning with a word, a prayer for illumination. Let us pray. Gracious God, by your word and by your spirit, speak afresh to us again through this reading and proclamation of your word. Awaken within us the desire to know you more fulsomely, to trust you more completely, and to follow you more thoroughly. Be with us, Father God, softening our hearts, breaking down the walls that keep us from hearing your voice, so that we might be thoroughly suffused with your joy, so that we might share your love with the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Our Old Testament reading today is Psalm 146. It's on the screen behind me, as well as in your pew Bible on page 622. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth, and on that day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 146 just so brilliantly captures this idea that we don't put our faith and our hope in other people, let alone ourselves. You know, today I'm hopeful that the Red Rifle Andy Dalton will have a good game and the Panthers will prevail. But I'm not going to put my faith in a quarterback for anything beyond maybe a Panther home win. We've got to be reminded that our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he alone is the one that can rescue, redeem us. He's the one, blessed is the one whose help is in the God of Jacob. And so we find that to be a truth from Psalm 146. I read to you from, I continue in our sermon series on Ephesians. I read to you now Ephesians 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 10. I invite you now to hear the word of our Lord. And you were dead in the trespasses and sin in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of power of the air and the spirit that is now work in the sons of disobedience, among whom once we all lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and mind, and were nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved and raised up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, the other day I read a really sorry story about two sisters who had lived their life mostly contentedly with each other, until one day one of the two sisters won $1 million jackpot in the lottery. Now, you would think that the blessing between the sisters would be so great that neither one would ever be in want ever again. But unfortunately, that's not how that one played out. Unfortunately, the two women began arguing and bickering over the money. They began lawsuits against one another. And by the time the cash reward was actually dispersed, the majority of the money went to lawyers instead of either one of the sisters. The two sisters, sadly, died still in enmity with one another. We hear stories like that, and darkness and sadness and lostness is easy to see. But it becomes difficult. Sometimes we can't see that we are lost ourselves. Sometimes we find ourselves to be churlish, unkind, and just ornery to other people. It's just human nature that when we're down, it's natural that we react negatively toward others. But what Paul is telling us in Ephesians is good news once we get past the difficult part. The difficult part is that Paul doesn't sugarcoat our status in front of God. Paul says that before we were saved, we lived in darkness and in death. And that's an easy thing to identify in somebody else, but sometimes it's quite difficult to see a living death in our own life. You know, I spent years in lostness and can talk to you quite knowledgeably about it. And I can say to you that in that time, what was so difficult was that there just didn't seem to be any hope. The hope that I had in myself had failed. I didn't live up to my promises. I didn't turn out to be the knight in shining armor that I thought I would be. And having only my own resources, I failed miserably, because I was so lost. I've got a friend now these days who I've traveled with since early high school, and he's lost. And it's difficult to talk with him because he just lacks hope. He's tried everything at 50 to revive a career, and it's just not starting. But he's blessed with an inordinate amount of money, so he doesn't need to worry. And yet there he is, miserable, dead in life. Could it be you? Could it be you today that finds yourself on the short end of the stick, so to speak? Could it be your day that you're feeling a little lost? Well, there is good news from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because at the end of that passage on lostness, Paul gets to a great awareness, a great but. But God has redeemed us. God has chosen in the fullness of time to send Jesus Christ into the world, a perfect, blemishless lamb that was able to atone for our sin perfectly and completely on the cross at Calvary. He took upon his body the penalty of our sin, so that when we think of those things that we've done, those things that we may still in fact be doing, we're reminded that Jesus Christ bore our sin in his body on the cross for hours of agony to free us by the power of the Holy Spirit from that sin. Paul declares in Ephesians the great good news that when others, that when Jesus Christ acts, hope emerges. You know, we, Clayton and I, that is, spent this past week doing another Kairos walk at Kershaw Correctional Institution. And yet again did we see the lights and handiwork of God go off in abundance. There was at my table a young man who had just told the very most difficult story. By 10 years old, he was in charge of his younger siblings who were 6, 7, and 8. He was the one that was entrusted with looking out for them. And so he did what he thought was best, which was illegal at the time and still is. And he got caught after a life of difficult dealings and is serving a good amount of time. But as we talked and we talked and we talked some more about forgiveness, that strong message of what Jesus Christ has done for us really resonated and came through in a powerful and unique manner to the young man. And then there's a point at which we take on a sheet of paper and write the people we need to forgive. And then we put it in water and it disintegrates. It's a special paper. And it's a symbol of the forgiveness that God gives to not only the situations that they put into the water, but more importantly, the forgiveness that we have for ourselves. And the great thing was the young man's name was LaMichael. And LaMichael showed me his paper, and prominently on his list of people needing to be forgiven was himself. And when that water hit the paper, hit the water, he was truly free. He came back from that session a slightly altered man. He truly understood for the first time in his life that Jesus Christ had truly forgiven him forever and ever and ever. It is an amazing thing when we realize that Christ has forgiven us, because it awakens us to the possibility of what life could be like now with new life. I thought Audrey did a great point of pointing out to the kids that at the very end of that Ephesians reading, we get the point. The point is that God has rescued us from living death and delivered us into new life so that we can be a blessing to others. That's the message that we receive loud and clear from Ephesians and from the rest of the scripture, is that we who have been saved by grace are the very people who in and through God's grace go out and share that wonderful blessing with the world. And as we do so, our life lights up, because then we're adhering to our original purpose, which is to glorify God and to share His love abundantly with the world. So if you're in darkness today, friends, hear the good news. We have a good shepherd that comes and finds us even when we're lost. And it could be that the shepherd is finding you this day in your lostness to deliver you yet again into that amazing and resplendent light of Jesus Christ, the light that gives us life, the light that awakens within us our very souls, the light that sends us dancing into the street with the good news that Christ is risen, that Christ will come again, and that His kingdom will be without end. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn now to the lifting up of our prayers, trusting that God not only hears us, but that He does indeed respond. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, we just thank You for this day and for this time together. And we ask that You bless us now with the fullness of Your Holy Spirit. Having heard Your word read and proclaimed, it's right and fitting, Father God, to turn our thoughts to You. As we lift up to You, Father God, we recognize that this is still a world broken by sin. And in it, there are still the things that go bump in the night. And so we pray, Father God, relieve us of all fears and anxieties. Release us from our worries and from our cares so that we might better glorify You. Heavenly Father, with this recent flood, we know how many lives are discombobulated. And so, Father God, we offer our prayers. We think especially for the people of Harwood Lane in our closeness proximity, but we extend that prayer to people of Chimney Rock, of Blowing Rock, of all of the towns in the mountains that are being underwater today, Father God. We pray that You would bring relief into this situation. So too, Father God, do we pray for all of those who are sick, grieving, lonely, and anxious. We pray for Sydney Thompson. We pray for Jack. We pray for Charlie. We pray for Ronnie Peterson and Ellen Jackson. We pray for Sharon Gilmore and Nancy Smith. Father God, we pray for all of the names that are on our prayer list and everyone who stands in need of intercessory prayers. We pray for those people we've named silently in our hearts, as well as those unknown to us, but known to You, Father God. We make all these prayers hopeful and expectant of Your coming kingdom, and we make them all concluding with the prayer Jesus Christ taught us praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let's take a moment to reflect on the sermon or use the electronic means of giving.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, and
Please rise. We come to the end of our service, but not the end of our joy. Immediately following in the sanctuary, we're going to have the cereal box dominoes and the fellowship in the lawn over there, so please join us for that. Also, the prayer room will be open, so if you have something that's weighing heavily on your heart or you need some prayer, that'll be open and available to us as well. But if not, let's now close our worship and then convene over in the sanctuary for a time of fellowship and cookies. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forever. Amen.
You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills will break forth before you. There'll be shouts of joy and all the trees of the field will clap. The trees are